Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Jude. How many times did you get that in your whole life?
A lot of times. It's most of my intros, my own personal intro.
Oh.
That's great. The Beatles wrote it for you. That's great.
Speaking of intros, Jude, before we start this interview, can we play you something real quick?
Sure.
Huggy, you ready?
Oh, yeah. You really got
to
know that as soon as your show came on, because I have like an addiction to these weird musical shows and biopics and everything. So when I saw this show was coming on, we've been watching it from the beginning.
From the jump, dude.
We have this whole dance to like the intro and everything. So thank you for making the show, by the way. You're dope.
Great. Of course. Thanks for watching it.
Absolutely. So happy belated birthday. You celebrated a birthday yesterday, girl.
I did. Appreciate it. Thank you.
How old did you turn?
27.
Oh!
Yeah.
Where'd you celebrate? L.A., Detroit? Because we know you're from Detroit.
Nope. I was in L.A.
Okay.
This weekend. Did a little family dinner and all that.
Is your family out in L.A. or do you still reside in Detroit?
No, my family's in L.A. I moved to L.A. when I was a teenager.
Okay, gotcha.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm in L.A. and my family moved out kind of little by little throughout the years.
Okay, cool. That's because Ice over here has been itching. She's from Detroit, too. So as soon as we saw you were from Detroit originally.
What up, though?
I was like, okay, East Side. We grew up St. Clair Shore, so like 12 Mile.
Oh, wow, cool. Okay, I was over on the East Side, too.
Yeah!
More near 7 Mile, yeah.
Now, that's my question. Do you know what a jobby nooner is? Because I went to Detroit once, and they kept talking about a jobby nooner. I didn't know what that was.
Probably not. Yeah, see, because if you moved out as a teenager...
Didn't you know as a teenager?
No.
What is that?
So basically, it's like my parents have a boat, and over on Harson's Island, in Gull Island, you just take your boats over there, you all raft off, and you just get pretty wasted all day long.
And what is that called?
It's called Jobby Nooner. You'll have to go back and like hang out one time.
You will never forget this name, Jobby Nooner.
Jobby Nooner.
Jobby Nooner.
You got it.
I'm afraid to even say it because I don't know what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. When they told me about it, I was like, I can't be saying this in public.
Oh,
like, I
man.
Think you're tricking me.
No.
Next time you go home, just ask. Be like, yo, when's the next Jobby Nooner? They do it in the summertime, and they'll know.
I will ask.
Okay.
So
for sure.
I have to ask you, because we have been watching it from the beginning, this whole last season, you were pregnant.
Yeah.
Was it hard to do your thing, to be star as a pregnant woman?
Yeah, no, that choreography, like, yeah, acting with a pregnant bodysuit. How is that?
Yeah, because... Like,
you know what? It was crazy. No, I didn't have on a pregnant bodysuit. I was actually pregnant.
Oh, were you?
What?
Yeah.
Oh,
I had a baby.
Oh, man. Wow.
You didn't know that?
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Now we feel 100% stupid.
Like a pregnant bodysuit. No, I was for real pregnant.
Oh, dang.
God, awesome.
Well, you carried it very well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. No. So, yeah, that was my belly.
Okay.
Nice.
And my baby was just, he had to keep up with all the choreography.
Yeah.
In there, flipping around, doing his own little steps. It was nuts. It was totally crazy. You know, I went into it thinking, yeah, sure. Like, I got this.
Yeah.
I've never been pregnant before. I don't know what this is going to, you know. And, yeah, shooting a TV show pregnant is crazy. It's a crazy thing to do. It was fun. And now I have footage, you know.
Yeah.
Some really special footage to show him.
Your child's actually more famous now.
he didn't even see
the world at the time. He's got more camera time than most kids.
Hilarious. Yeah.
So did they change the storyline because of what was happening in your actual life? Or was that part of the actual story?
They did, although I don't know what the storyline was before that.
Right.
But they did in season two, you know, Star has a dream that she has a baby.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember that. She has a dream that she has a baby.
I remember.
And it gets taken and all this stuff. And so there was some foreshadowing. I don't know if there was ever a plan for that, but it happened. That's for sure.
Dang. You should get writing credit now.
I know, right?
Dang. Let me talk to your manager real fast one time.
I know.
Well, we're excited for the show to kick back on tomorrow.
Yeah. Out of the three guys you dated though on the show, Jude, who was the hottest? Noah, Hunter, or Jackson? Like, who's more your type out of the three dudes?
Personally, I think Noah's the one.
Yeah, we like Noah.
You guys are Soa fans?
Yeah.
You know, there's like names.
Yeah, I know.
So I like Stoa and Saxon for different reasons.
Yeah.
Of course, Hunter's out.
Yeah, like, bye.
That's what I was saying. We shouldn't have brought up Hunter because Hunter was a douchebag.
Yeah, he was an asshole.
Yeah, some fans will post him and be like, I miss him. What do you miss?
Yeah, right, exactly.
What exactly do you miss?
That was a negative miss. Yeah, totally.
No, but I like Jack and Stoa for different reasons. I like Noah because of the connection that they have and sort of the similar things they've been through. I feel like they went through a lot together that really doesn't get, you know, I don't think we really paid attention to how much they really went through together.
Right.
Like his friend getting shot and him being, you know, all that.
Yeah.
You and Noah definitely had a good connection. Like, I just thought.
He was there for me when my dad showed up and I was there for him and whatever. But then Jackson is just the best dude I think she's met, like, as far as, like, being a well-rounded person.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't think Jackson and Star would make a good couple. Period. This is just my personal.
Yeah, I think she was definitely trying to force herself to make sure her baby had a father.
No, totally.
You know, like right. I think she wanted her baby to have a daddy, and she picked the wrong one.
Definitely did. When that popped out, I was like, "Oh no! Oh, Jackson's been doing it." Oh,
I was like, "Shoot!"
Oh man, did you even know? Did you know that was gonna happen?
Yeah, I knew that was gonna happen.
Was that was that the real live birth of your child on TV?
Oh my God.
We filmed the birth of my child with a Steadicam.
Dude.
And that was what you saw. No, I was actually 9 months pregnant when we filmed that. So it was really awkward to like have to push, but not really push because I didn't want to push my real baby out.
Right. Seriously.
Oh man.
Isn't that crazy? It was so weird.
For real. What's your real baby's name?
Judah.
Judah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how old's Judah?
Judah. 4 months old today.
Oh, wow. Yay.
Yeah.
I like that you kind of named, I like that you took a name after his mom. In the show and right now as talking to you, I feel like you're just the most strong and one of the most strong and powerful women ever.
Yeah.
And I think that's
really
great.
Appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, we all try.
Yeah. Well, keep trying. Congratulations on your baby. And we're looking forward to seeing all of your success and checking out the next season of Star.
Yeah.
I'm itching for it.
Which is tomorrow night, 9 o'clock on Fox, baby.
Thank you so much. Tomorrow night. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome, dude. Anything else we should talk about before we say goodbye?
That's it. What up, though?
What up, though? We'll see you back in the D, okay, girlfriend?
For sure. All right.
All right. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Okay, bye-bye.